He's been the laughing stock of the whole police station. That's how a police officer of more than a decade who resigned on the day the latest police pay offer was made describes the Prime Minister. In this special shortcast of the Tova Pod, we get the feeling from the front line and hear from cops moved to get in touch after our interview last week with Christopher Luxon. They're appalled at the government's handling of pay negotiations. We put their stories to the PM, plus exclusive new numbers of how many police here are desperate to skip the ditch to join Australia's more lucrative force. After our interview with the Prime Minister last week, we were overwhelmed with messages from police officers and their families. Take a listen back to a bit of that interview with the PM.
They say they're going to leave. Do you know how many? Well, actually, are you still, yes or no, are you still committed to delivering 500 extra police in this
term?
Yeah,
we are. We know it's going to be tough. We know it's going to be difficult, but we're going to have a government with some ambition and aspiration and a clear goal that we're heading towards.
How many police have gone across the ditch under your watch?
Look, I mean, I don't have the numbers, you know, since the last 107 days we've been in power, but what I'd say
it's an important number to keep track of, right?
No, it is an important number, and we are tracking it, and certainly the police minister's aware of it and tracking it as well. What I'd say is there's a number of reasons often for why people are choosing to take an offer in Australia. The funding,
money, mostly.
Well, obviously, right?
And better conditions.
Correct.
And you're lowballing them on both of these things.
Well, no, but let's be clear. Also, Australia is a much wealthier country. You know, the average incomes in Australia are $20,000 more than they are in New Zealand's. Our job is to build a much stronger, better economy. And in doing that, we can better support our teachers and our nurses and our police officers who we really care about and we want to do well. But let's face up to reality also is that, you know, New Zealand has had a lost 6 years. And as a result, we've gone backwards economically.
Since December, 35 New Zealand police have applied to go to the Northern Territories alone. There are 8 who are about to graduate from the early December intake. So you should be keeping on top of these numbers, shouldn't you? Because that's going to stymie your efforts to deliver on that promise.
We know it's really tough. We've got retirements, we've got attrition. We want to see lower levels of attrition. We want to make sure that police know that they're going to be valued. In fairness, we need to let a pay negotiation carry on between police and the police association. And big picture wise, they need to know they've got a government that's going to back them.
Do you know how much a new trainee cop gets paid?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I imagine it's about the, there's numbers in my head, but I'm not going to say what they are.
Do you want to have a stab at it?
Well, no, it depends on total employment costs. I remember thinking we're about $90,000.
$50,834. Yep. That's less than the accommodation allowance that you were drawing down to live in your own apartment in Wellington. Do you see why they're angry and why they're angry at you?
Well, I'd just say I think conflating those two issues is a bit unfair, as I've said.
A pool of money.
Yeah, but actually, you know, we can talk about that at another time.
This Monday, at his regular post-cabinet press conference, the Prime Minister attempted to explain the muck-up.
Yes, I got my numbers wrong in my interview with Tova the other day. It's because I had a briefing talking about the average constabulary cost remuneration, which is about $99,000. Actually, first-year police officer, $75,000.
Right, but I want to call the PM out on that too. He's correct that a first-year cop earns $75,000, but that includes their superannuation and insurance and payment for passing the physical competency test that they have to do. So you strip all of that out and the base salary is actually $67,000. We don't bundle our employers' KiwiSaver contributions or insurance contributions in when we're talking about our pay, so let's try to compare apples and apples a bit more for police as well. A lot of police who got in touch didn't want to go on the record for fear of retribution or sanctions. As one officer told me, there is significant discontent within the ranks and we have all been cautioned that serious disciplinary measures will be taken against anyone speaking to the press. However, one of the cops who wrote in did agree to an interview. We're still going to change his voice just in case, but it will become clear why this officer was less fazed than his colleagues about speaking out. And spoiler, it still doesn't reflect well on police or the government. Take a listen.
I've never seen morale as low as it has been there in my 12 years. And those cops have been around for, you know, 40 years, so they're saying similar things. They've never seen it so bad. They've never seen so many people leaving. We've never had this big, because there's problems recruiting police all around the world at the moment. So I don't think there's never been this opportunity for people to go somewhere else and do the exact same thing. I think the only thing that holds people in policing after a long time, I mean, there's only so much death, destruction and negativity someone can take. But I think people get locked into the career of policing because it takes 20 years to get to the top of your pay band, and once you're there, it can be, well, it seems like it's really hard to go and find something that pays the same. when the reality might not be there. And now we have this opportunity to go and do the same career, but in another country, and retain your pay and get, or even get paid a lot more. I think the police are putting themselves in a position where they may find a lot of people are leaving. And to make a promise of 500 extra police officers when you've got so many people leaving, they will not achieve that 500 unless they seriously drop the recruiting standards. And the last thing you want to do is drop recruiting standards, because policing is actually a very difficult job and you need to be able to make big decisions. Although the pay doesn't often reflect that, it is basically, to be a cop, you have to deal with all the other problems that society can't, that no other agencies can handle or can't sort out. You're left with everything else. Yeah. So if a social worker, for example, can't get people on the right track, or mental health services can't get people the help they need, they just end up in a position where they've got no one else left. So the police is like the last resort, and we just have to come in and deal with everything else. And it is hard. And so when you compare a five-year cop with a five-year social worker, and the five-year social worker is getting $22,000 more, yet we deal with the stuff that they can't, it's a bit of a kick in the guts. And I'm not belittling the work they do, because they do obviously outstanding work, but you kind of just expect to keep up with
a bit more parity there. So you talk about, you know, police officers who are taking up these opportunities, quite lucrative opportunities in Australia, morale at kind of rock bottom in the time that you've been there. You've taken action about this as well. Tell people what you've done.
Yeah, well, I've been looking for a new job for a while, and I've found one now, so I'm leaving police within the next few weeks. Now, I have found a new job outside of police that pays more, and the conditions are a lot better as well.
One thing that you wrote to me in the email when you got in touch, and I should say that so many police officers, and many of them with, you know, decades of experience as cops, have been in touch since the negotiations have been underway. But one of the things you wrote in that email that's really kind of haunted me, or stayed with me: policing takes pieces of your soul. I've seen more death than anyone in their 30s should ever have to. What is it like to be a police officer? It's so rewarding, as you say, but tough too.
You're literally dealing with people on the worst days of their lives constantly, and it kind of erodes pieces of you. Like, things that are trivial to other people don't even get a look in, because you're used to dealing with the worst days of people's lives all the time. Policing's a hard job, and it's going to be a hard job everywhere. People that are leaving for Australia, it's still going to be a hard job. You're still going to deal with death and destruction. It, like, witnessing people die, hearing people die, you don't have to be in the job long to experience those things. So to go to another country and get paid more, well, it's still going to be a hard job, but at least you feel like you're being compensated for it somewhat. And of course you don't do it for the money, but it's a job that not a lot of people are going to stick around a long time to do if their pay doesn't continue to keep up with other professions. And I know it's not just us, it's other professions as well, but we saw the firefighters get their big pay settlement, the nurses got a big pay settlement, the teachers got a big pay settlement, but all of that come off the back of months of like industrial action, and the government have pretty much painted the whole public service, they painted a picture, created a culture of, if you don't strike, you don't get, and we can't strike, so we're never going to get, and I think that's putting a lot of people off.
What did you make of the Prime Minister last week when asked how much a trainee police officer earns?
Yeah, he's been the laughing stock of the whole police station, basically. He's got no idea. It's like, on that end, he can overinflate something like that so easily. Yet when he was asked about spending $60 worth of groceries last year, or whatever the question that was posed to him, he was way off of that as well. It just shows that he's in a position where money is not a problem, so he can just throw around figures that don't actually mean much to him. Mm-hmm. But I guess, I mean, if he wants to live up to that statement and start everyone on 90 grand, you're not going to get any complaints.
Too right. Hey, thank you so much for making time for speaking to us. I'm sorry that the police forces lost you, but I wish you all the best for your future endeavours and whatever you get up to next.
All right, thanks for sticking up for us.
The Prime Minister was the laughing stock of the whole police station. Here's a taste of what some of the other officers and their families wrote to me. Arrogant, tone deaf, insulting. These were just some of the words used to describe the Prime Minister. A senior sergeant of 11 years wrote that, excluding my superannuation, my pay is $97,000, so only 7K more than the PM thought a trainee cop was getting. Insulting. Another detective in the force for two decades wrote how police in our district are so frustrated and saddened by the government. Morale is at an all-time low, where staff, including myself, who have dedicated years of our lives to helping others, are not valued at all. I emailed the New South Wales Police Force myself, asking if they recognise our service and rank. They replied within an hour, confirming they're developing a program and to keep in contact over the next few weeks. Another decades-serving officer wrote, saying, quote, "I have always been staunchly loyal to the police, and over 30 years I have never contacted the media about anything. The fact that I am now contacting you should speak volumes. The organisation that I love and proud to be a part of and have devoted my career to is in a bad way, and I'm seriously concerned for the future. Great that the PM thinks new cops are on $90,000. Sadly, that doesn't happen until step 10 in the pay band, year 11 in the job. And sadly, most people drop out after 7 to 8 years. One father of a cop wrote in, his son has been in the force for nearly 2 decades and is married with a young family. He is a good cop. He's a good man, respected and liked by all who meet him. He wants to just be a country cop in a small town, nothing else. He's gutted at what National has done. On the one hand, they'll be requiring him to stop and make gang members remove their patches, a stupid idea in my opinion. But on the other hand, he is now considering finding secondary employment to make ends meet, a thing cops have not had to do for many years. And that father knows policing too. He retired as a senior sergeant with more than 20 years' service. He goes on to say National knows that police can't fight back that much in terms of industrial action. Luxon couldn't care less, he says. He is the most out-of-touch PM I have seen. He doesn't even try to care. Here's the Prime Minister again when I put to him just a couple of those stories, including the officer that we interviewed.
Can I ask you a couple, can I just put to you a few examples from, these are from police officers who have emailed in to us, just explaining how they're feeling, and I'll just ask you to respond to them. This is from a detective of 7 years. I've been to multiple deceased persons in the last month, some suicides, some who have been there for some time. Some of the deceased have involved children. I've had a knife pulled on me by an offender when I was trying to arrest him, and I've also dealt with multiple rape complaints.
Yep.
We don't join the job for the pay, but it's embarrassing when the PM thinks our starting salary is $90,000. I'm not even on that now after 7 years.
Well, what I said to you, as I said, I've been doing a bunch of reading, you know, in the days before about police pay briefings, actually, and I mixed up the average constabulary remuneration is actually $99,000. The starting remuneration for a first-year police officer, $75,000.
What about to this cop? Policing takes pieces of your soul. I've seen more death than anyone in the 30s should ever have to. I resigned last Friday on hearing the latest offer.
Yeah, look, incredibly tough times for police. I mean, they have been, you know, we need to make sure we're backing them with the right tools and support. We obviously are working hard to try and get to a negotiation around pay. It's been a long-going, ongoing negotiation that started with the previous administration. We're continuing to negotiate with them in good faith.
And remember how the Prime Minister didn't know how many police had bailed to Oz in our interview last week?
Look, I mean, I don't have the numbers.
Well, we asked again on Monday.
How many police have skipped the ditch under your watch? Do you know that number?
I'm not going to give you a number off the top of my head without checking it, but I'll give him my past experience. But I'll come back to you with that, Toga, if that's helpful.
Sure, it would be helpful if he had come back, but I've chased it up and his office has apologised and says they're on it. In the meantime, Queensland Police have come back to me with the number of New Zealand police who have applied or expressed interest in relocating since they added the $20,000 relocation bonus last May. And guess what? 223 applications have come in from New Zealand Police. 223, nearly half the 500 extra police National is promising to add to the force in its first term. 223 cops wanting to ditch across the ditch, and 28 have already graduated and are now serving as Queensland cops. Staff also understands there's some talk within private police Facebook groups that staff are considering wearing plain clothes from Monday if there's no revised pay offer by then. That may not sound like a big deal, but it is. Police are forbidden from taking industrial action, so employing a bit of number eight wire mentality and coming up with protest hacks is huge. Work to rule is also being discussed, where officers refuse to work overtime and ensure they take all their mandated breaks. But a refusal to wear uniform would be enormously symbolic, and for the police top brass and government, it's about as big a slap in the face as their officers are able to give. That's all from us for now, with thanks to Stuff journalist Katie Hamm for her help on the story, and thanks to you for listening. Ka kite.
This pod took time and resources to produce. Please support our mahi and visit stuff.co.nz/support.